Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Nation pays homage to Iron Man Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations and offer floral tribute to Sardar Patel at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat. Centre to introduce curriculum on artificial intelligence in all schools from class 3 onwards. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw approves development of 76 passenger holding areas at major railway stations across the country. NDA to release its manifesto for Bihar Assembly elections in Patna today. India and Australia discuss ways to enhance cooperation in countering terrorism and radicalization. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 5 wickets to reach the final of Women's ODI World Cup 2025. And now the news in detail. The nation pays homage to Iron Man Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary today. The day is also celebrated as Rashtriya Ekta Divas or National Unity Day, highlighting the monumental role Sardar Patel played in uniting India after independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations and offer floral tribute to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. He will administer the Ekta Divas pledge and witness Ekta Divas parade. The parade will include contingents from BSF, CRPF, CISF, ITBP and SSB along with various state police forces. More from our correspondent.
Today a magnificent display of nation's power and unity will unfold at Ekta Nagar in front of the sky-high statue of the Iron Man Sardar Patel. The Rashtriya Ekta Divas Parade, a major attraction of Ekta Divas celebrations, will feature contingents from BSF, CRPF and various state police forces. This year the event has become even more special with the Rashtriya Ekta Divas Parade organized on the lines of Republic Day Parade. A standout feature this year is the BSF marching contingents exclusively comprising Indian breed dogs and demonstrating the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The parade will also honor bravery, recognizing Shaurya Chakra and Gallantry Medal awardees from CRPF and BSF for their exceptional courage in anti-Naxal and counter-terror operations. 10 vibrant tableaus designed to reflect the theme of unity in diversity will also be showcased by various state and central agencies. After the parade, Prime Minister will interact with the officer trainees of the 100 Foundation course at the culmination of RM 7. The 7th edition of RM is being held on the theme of Reimagining Governance. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary at his statue at Patel Chowk in New Delhi this morning. She also extended her heartfelt greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of National Unity Day. The president described Sardar Patel as a great patriot, visionary leader and nation builder who accomplished the historic task of unifying the nation through his unwavering resolve, indomitable courage and adept leadership. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Sardar Patel's dedication and spirit of national service continue to inspire all Indians. She called upon citizens to come together and reaffirm their resolve to build a strong, harmonious and prosperous India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena also paid floral tributes to Sardar Patel at his statue. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Sardar Sahib strengthened the nation's unity and security by unifying the princely states. He said Sardar Patel led the country towards self-employment and self-reliance by connecting farmers, the backward and the deprived through cooperatives. Home Minister Amit Shah also flagged off the Run for Unity from Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in Delhi on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas. Mr. Shah said, every year on the 31st of October since 2014, the government is organizing the Run for Unity event in respect for Sardar Patel. The Union Home Minister said that after India's independence, the British decided to leave the country divided into 562 princely states. He said, within a short span of time, Sardar Patel accomplished the monumental task of integrating all 562 princely states, and the map of modern India that the world sees today is the result of his vision and efforts. Mr. Shah added that by unifying Kashmir with India, by abrogating Article 370, Prime Minister Narendra Modi fulfilled the resolve of Sardar Patel.
After India's independence, the British decided to leave the country divided into 562 princely states. In a short span of time, Sardar Patel accomplished the monumental task of integrating all 562 princely states, and the map of modern India that the world sees today is a result of his vision and efforts.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Aryan Summit 2025 at Rohini in New Delhi this afternoon. The program forms a key part of the Gyan Jyoti Festival, commemorating the 200th birth anniversary of Maharshi Dayanand Saraswati and 150 years of Arya Samaj's service to society. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The summit will bring together representatives from Arya Samaj units across India and abroad, reflecting the universal relevance of Maharshi Dayanand's reformist ideals and the organization's global outreach. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The centre has said that curriculum on artificial intelligence will be introduced in all schools from class 3 onwards. The Ministry of Education has said that this initiative marks a nascent yet significant step towards the ethical use of AI to solve complex challenges, as the technology will be organically embedded from the foundational stage, beginning in grade 3. It said that artificial intelligence and computational thinking will reinforce the concept of learning, thinking and teaching and will gradually expand towards the idea of AI for public good. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has approved a plan for developing 76 passenger holding areas at various railway stations across the country. This decision was taken following the success of the passenger holding area at New Delhi Railway Station. Railway Ministry said that the new holding areas planned across the country will follow a modular design and will be constructed keeping in view the local conditions. The Minister has directed that all holding areas should be completed well before the 2026 festival season. The New Delhi station managed the extremely heavy rush of passengers during Diwali and Chhat with the help of its newly developed holding area, which was completed within 4 months. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that so far, 10,000 farmer producer organizations or FPOs have been established in the country and the turnover of some FPOs have reached 100 crore rupees. While addressing the two-day FPO Samagam 2025 in New Delhi, the minister informed that 1,100 FPOs have now become crorepatis.
Around 52 lakh farmers have been benefited, and the government is setting a target to reach 2 crore farmers through this initiative. The government is aiming to bring integrated farming in the agriculture sector to boost the economy and diversify agriculture production.
The National Democratic Alliance, or NDA, will release its manifesto for the Bihar Assembly elections in Patna today. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, along with senior leaders of all five constituent parties, will jointly release the manifesto at 9:30 a.m. Among those present on the occasion will be JDU National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, BJP's Bihar Election in Charge Dharmendra Pradhan, Hindustani Awam Morcha patron Jitan Ram Manjhi, LJP Ram Vilas President Chirag Pasman, Rashtriya Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, BJP Bihar State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal and other senior leaders. Meanwhile, inclement weather has hampered campaign for assembly polls in the state. Continuous rainfall in Patna and other parts of the state has disrupted campaigning activities. Due to bad weather, several senior leaders of various parties had postponed their rallies yesterday. Today, star campaigners and senior leaders of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are scheduled to address election meetings. More from our correspondent.
BJP President JP Nadda will address election rallies for the consecutive second day in the state. Mr. Nadda will hold election rallies today at Brahmapur in Buxar and Bikram in Patna district. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address 9 public meetings in Munger, Khagadia, Begusarai and Samastipur. Meanwhile, the exchange of allegations between ruling NDA and the opposition Mahagathbandhan has intensified during the campaigns. The Bharatiya Janata Party has written a letter to the Election Commission accusing Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of making derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The party has demanded that Mr. Gandhi election campaigning to be banned in the state. In another incident, one person died following a clash between workers of two rival political parties during campaigning in Mokamba Assembly constituency. Considering the tense situation, security has been beefed up in the Mokamba area. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the automobile sector are helping citizens. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government is offering major relief to the citizens by lowering the GST in the automobile sector. The tax rates on commercial goods vehicles such as trucks and delivery vans, which is the backbone of India's supply chain, have been slashed to 18% from the previously 28%. The move has directly reduced logistics costs and improved export competitiveness. The decision has not just reduced costs for manufacturers, but has also made new vehicles more affordable for consumers. Talking to Akashvani News, Priyanka, a consumer, hailed the new reforms and said that this step has encouraged first-time car buyers as it has decreased prices on vehicles, providing financial aid to common man. This rationalization under new reforms have boosted demand, supported manufacturers and made purchasing vehicles more affordable for people across the country. With Rohan, Vishnu PS, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and Australia have discussed emerging domestic, regional and international terrorism landscape and exchanged views on a wide range of areas of cooperation in counter-terrorism, law enforcement, judicial cooperation and maritime security. The two-day meeting of the India-Australia Joint Working Group on counter-terrorism got underway in Canberra. Both sides condemned the terrorist attack on the 22nd of April in Pahalgam, and the Australian side reiterated its support and solidarity with India. They discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in countering radicalization and violent extremism conducive to terrorism. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 339 runs, India overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Anuja. The dailies have given prominence to the celebration of Ekta Divas across the country, fondly remembering Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary. The Pioneer writes, PM to lead birth celebrations of Sardar Patel. The Economic Times notes the China green flag up, stating 4 Indian companies can import rare earth magnets, providing relief to renewable energy and consumer electronics sectors. The Asianate states, Modi invites global investors to anchor in maritime sector as India offers infrastructure and intent to emerge as a global maritime leader. The Tribune cites the restoration of a crucial link for regional connectivity under the headline, US waives sanctions on Chabahar for 6 months. And finally, Jemima leads record ODI chase, India stun Australia to enter final, writes the Indian Express about the thrilling semi-final of the Women's Cricket World Cup. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to Iron Man Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participating in Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat. Centre to introduce curriculum on artificial intelligence in all schools from class 3 onwards. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw approves development of 76 passenger holding areas at major railway stations across the country. NDA to release its manifesto for Bihar Assembly elections in Patna today. India and Australia discuss ways to enhance cooperation in countering terrorism and radicalization. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 5 wickets to reach the final of the Women's ODI World Cup 2025. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.